Welcome to ICIS Chemical Shipping News, supported by the TT Club, the leading provider of insurance and risk management services to the transport and logistics industry. Visit us at ttclub.com.
Hi there, and welcome to ICIS Chemical Shipping News for the week starting Monday, the 8th of October, 2007. I'm Simon Robinson, and I'm here with...
Nick Savides.
Hi there, Nick. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. And you?
Good, good. Not so bad. So what's this about companies closing?
Turkish shipping company, known as Aksay Shipping, they're closing their commercial department. They've decided their ships are not running at profitable levels, mm-hmm. So they're going to scrap two of them. Two out of three that they operate at the moment.
So they're operating three, they're going to close two.
Scrap two.
Okay.
Yeah, 1981 built vessels.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of vessels are they?
They're very small chemical tankers, parcel tankers.
So single skin, two double skin?
I'm not entirely sure how many skins they've got. They're 1981 built, so I imagine they're single skinned.
Right.
They're only about 2,500 deadweight tons, if I remember.
So it's not a vast amount of capacity out of the market, but it is a straw in the wind, maybe.
Exactly. It's an indication of the way things are going. Mm-hmm. The source at the company told me that they were running at only 60 to 70% of their capacity.
Right.
Just unable to get enough cargo to make those ships pay, mm-hmm. even though the likelihood is that the mortgages on those ships are paid off, and therefore this is the most profitable.
So they're basically written off. The ships are written off. They're off the balance sheet.
Yep.
Sort of thing. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's interesting to know, isn't it?
So they're saying that they can't make that pay, and they will go into ship management, continuing ship operations.
So what's happening to the remaining ship?
The remaining ship is going to a pool, which they operate, which mm-hmm. actually operate with a company called Chemship,
right,
out of Holland, and the pool is called Chem Tankers,
right,
quite well known. It's already got around about 20 odd ships.
Right.
They've got, I think, 9 new buildings, mm-hmm. in which they will be delivered before 2010.
Right.
And those new buildings will go directly into the Chem Tankers
pool. Chem Tankers, and they'll be bigger than the 2,500 ton dead weight.
Oh, yes, yeah. No, and even the Chem Sun, which is the third ship which they mm-hmm. operate, going into the pool, is about twice the size
right.
of the two that are being scrapped.
Right.
It's about 4,500 deadweight tons.
Cool.
It's a direct result of this lack of cargo, lack of freight
sure.
rates.
Sure. What kind of cargoes? Were they general cargo handlers or...?
They did a lot of methanol out mm-hmm. of the Black Sea. The market's been very depressed lately.
Absolutely.
People said there's none around, although we are seeing a lot coming out of the Middle East.
From the Middle East rather than the Black Sea.
Exactly, yeah.
So that presumes keeping rates on that kind of route up quite a bit.
That's booming, the business out of the Middle East. Mm-hmm. I think I added up to 75,000 tonnes last mm-hmm. out of Bandar Khomeini and various other places. This week, Qatar seems to be the place.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And a lot of that cargo is coming out. It's about 60,000 tonnes moving. So, the methanol market is not in the traditional areas. There's a little bit out of the Black Sea, a little bit out of Yuzhny, mm-hmm. a little bit out of Libya.
Yeah.
But we're talking like 4,000 tonnes, 10,000, about 10% of what's coming out of...
So you'd need to have a much larger ship, much more sort of organisation and structure behind you than maybe three small ships.
Yes, yes.
Sure.
They see the profitability in ship management. And actually, that's the second company that said that to me. There are other companies that are also considering ship management. And I'm sure that's going to be the likely scenario with the smaller companies. They will see it's much more profitable to provide a service rather than to own the assets.
Yes, well, it's like with aircraft. I guess nobody actually owns commercial aircraft apart from the manufacturers. They're all leased to the,
precisely,
to the airlines, that sort of thing. Yeah. Okay. So what's happening in terms of trade around Europe? We were saying it's all very quiet a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's still quiet. People have only just got back from EPCA. Mm-hmm. They are planning the ice by Nissen at the moment. People were not really talking about the market mm-hmm. because they hadn't been back long enough. I mean,
right.
they'd got back from EPCA in Germany, for example, on the Tuesday,
yeah.
and on Wednesday was a public holiday in Germany. So there was not really a lot of time to make any indent. The Ice by Nissen is is an annual event in Hamburg. 3,000 odd brokers who attend this event. And
are you going?
I am going, but the night before to a dinner.
So maybe we could talk a little bit about freight rates around Europe.
Yeah, freight rates around Europe at the moment are fairly stable at quite a low rate, mm-hmm. but it's important for the ship owners that they're boosted. It's really crucial for them because they're entering the contract season now.
Yeah.
They're negotiating next year's contracts. Mm-hmm. I know of one very large charterer that will be looking for 15% off its shipping costs.
15% reduction in shipping costs?
Yes, for it.
Right.
So it's looking for prices from ship owners to come down. And that's a problem for the ship owners, obviously, but that along with the bunker prices, which mm-hmm. if you compare last year to this year, According to one broker I spoke to, the costs are 30% higher.
30% higher.
The bunker fuel, the ship's fuel, is the biggest cost that any ship owner will have. So that's quite a lethal cocktail.
You can see a real margin squeeze there for the operators, can't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's crucial for them to get the rates up now so they'll have a better platform for negotiating next year's rates.
So I thought Jan Hammer was quite interesting talking about contracts, saying that you can sort of live on contracts just about, but they're not, you know...
That's right. That's
There's not enough to get really fat on them, is there?
As I understand it from the brokers that I talk to, around about 40% of the European market and other parts of the market are done on spot. Mm-hmm. So that's quite a significant amount.
Absolutely, yeah.
And from AXA's point of view, they were telling me that they were only managing to fill the ships at around 60 to 70%, which is consistent with this notion of contracts and the divide between spot and contracts.
Sure, sure. So what's happening across the Atlantic with the clean petroleum products?
Clean petroleum products, according to US official figures, the stocks for CPP are quite high. Mm-hmm. So there's no real demand. The freights have stabilized, maybe 180, maybe a bit higher, 200. Not very high, basically. Mm-hmm. They're not going down anymore,
no.
But they're not going up either, and there doesn't seem to be anything that the ship owners can do to get those rates up at the moment. The eastbound trade is dominated by vegetable oils, mm-hmm. And that seems to be all that's coming out of that side of the Atlantic.
Sure, sure. And what about the Middle Eastern trade, India? You were saying that methanol was very strong in the Middle East.
Last week, well, the week before, was Iranian methanol, mm-hmm. And there's still a bit of that. They were up to 75,000 tonnes exported. Interesting, because brokers in the methanol business have been telling me that there is no methanol around, and then suddenly it pops up from
as if by magic.
And Qatar, Oman.
And what about the Far Eastern trade? Is that all coming from China?
A lot of stuff moving under contract. There's a little bit going back, mm-hmm. but it tends to be specialist stuff, a bit of ACN. Mm-hmm. And I've seen over the last couple of weeks a bit of phenol, a bit of acetone.
Oh, right.
And that went at very high rates. And I'm not sure why, whether that was a one-off or whether, you know, for particular reasons, or whether that was mm-hmm. an indication that the market was on the up. I guess we'll... Time
have to wait
tell.
And see. Yeah. Have to wait and see. Anything we should be looking forward to this week, next week?
I think we've got to look for a boom in the spot market, get those rates up, and that's what we'll be looking to see whether that happens.
Likely?
Frankly, no.
You've been listening to ICIS Chemical Shipping News, sponsored by the TT Club. Innovating in insurance and risk management since 1968. Visit us at ttclub.com.
The contents of this recording are copyright, read business information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.